Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Now, Fáilte Dash, as you will have heard, of course, from morning, Mick O'Dwyer, widely regarded as one of Gaelic football's most inspirational figures, passed away this morning at the age of 88. An iconic presence in the kingdom as both a player and a manager, he was regarded as one of the greatest managers in the history of Gaelic games. Jack O'Shea and Tom Spillane, between them, won a paltry 11 All-Ireland medals under Mick's management, and they both join me now. Jacko and Tom, you're both very welcome to the programme, and condolences to you, first of all, on the loss of your friend and fellow soldier down throughout the years, Mick O'Dwyer. Tom, you saw him last night, is that right?
Yes.
You can hear me, Tom? I think the line has just dropped there momentarily. I'll come to Jack O'Shea. You have fond memories of Mick O'Dwyer, of course, Jack.
Yeah, fond memories and a lot of sore muscles as well over the years. We had some fantastic times. I was 18 when I came onto the senior team, and being from Carrickfergan, I used to travel with Mick to training and all that. So I had many great experiences of fast drives from Carrickfergan to Killarney and up to Dublin for matches and that sort of stuff. But he was a phenomenal person. Like, he's an icon in the GAA. Like, if you talk about Kerry football, you talk about Mick O'Dwyer. Mm. And he was just a phenomenal person to... inspiration to everybody, and it was wherever he went, he left his mark, and which is a tribute to him.
He loved the car, Jacko.
He did, he did. Yeah, he was. I tell you, Cormac was a fair hair-raising experience. That's why I probably haven't done much hair left in my head. And take some of the drives with him, but he loved driving. He was always on the road. You know, he was. People said he never walked. I don't think he ever walked either, but he was telling me he used to work one time, but he loved travelling. He loved meeting people. You know, he was an icon going around the country, really.
Yeah, he worked fairly hard, I think. Tom is back with us. You saw him last night, Tom, I was going to ask you.
Cormac, yeah, myself and my son Connor would often call to Mick in Kinmare Community Hospital on our way home from work, and we'd call in to him, and we were there yesterday evening, his final hours, unfortunately. Mm. And he got great care in Kinmare Community Hospital, and I know he was very appreciative and very happy with his care there. So
was he, yeah. And a stupid question, I suppose, but how was he at the very end, Tom?
He was obviously in failing health for the last couple of weeks, but previously we had brief chats with him and asked him things about football from long ago and who Kerry's toughest player was. And we asked him that question one night. He said Tim Kennelly was the toughest in the Kerry team at the time. Jacko, really? you might agree with that.
That's a shot across the bow for Jacko, yeah, I think, if I ever heard one.
I got a few bits off my county championship, yeah.
And I know my brother Pat would not appreciate if I asked him who was the fastest, and he said Mick Spillane was the fastest. But, yeah, no, we often called him, we enjoyed calling him.
Why do you think, Jacko, he was such a great manager?
He was such a great manager because he was a great man manager, and he was able to cajole fellas into, you know, getting the best out of everybody. And he proved that not alone in Kerry, but to other counties where he went. Like, he got players to reach heights that they'd never reached before. Mm-hmm. He created an interest in football in all the counties that was never there before. So he had that drive within him. He was a winner. He wanted to win everything. He hated to lose, and he was an inspiration to everybody. And sometimes if he'd very seldom say something to you, Cormac, maybe directly, but he might get another player to come to say it to you. He had a way of getting around everybody.
Okay, yeah.
And he was able to read everybody like a book, and I think that was very important.
I'm surprised you say, Jack, that he was a terrible loser, or he didn't like losing, because I watched a bit of A Year Till Sunday, the year Galway won the All-Ireland 98. Of course, Mick O'Dwyer was the manager of Kildare at the time, and I watched specifically the piece where he comes into the Galway dressing room afterwards and he says, "I know what winning's all about and I know what losing's all about," he says, "and you were the better team today." And I always felt he was magnanimous in defeat.
Yeah, if you were travelling with him from Dublin to Kerry, you'd find out different.
He hated losing, did he?
He was able to polish everything, you know, to suit himself, but he was a rogue and he was a character and everything like that, but he was very respectful, and you know, even I was talking to people today, like, he never once was negative when we went out to play another team. He never once told us to stop some fella from playing or be negative on the pitch. There was nothing. He always wanted us to play to our potential. There was nothing specific what he wanted. He just wanted us to play to our potential and get to the levels we could get to.
Just to follow up on what Jacko said there about he was our coach, he was our manager, he was our selector, he was our psychologist, and he demanded loyalty, and he got loyalty from every one of us. We'd all go through a brick wall from Mick O'Dwyer, and that's how his longevity as manager with the team that he had, and maybe at the end he was.
I'm sorry now the line dropped, because Jack, you might pick up on that point. That was a young team in 75 that he took over. He was kind of like a father figure, was he?
Well, he was like a father figure to all that team. I was actually a minor that day. I wasn't on that team in 75, but all them lads were all quite young. But he managed them from the whole way through. And as Tom said, if you weren't in it at 100%, Mico didn't want to know you. So there was a lot of great players in Kerry, and good players in Kerry didn't get through because they wouldn't give the commitment. But he always wanted the commitment. He wanted, as Tom says, the loyalty. Mm. He wanted to trust the players, and everybody trusted Mico. We always knew he was on our side, and that he would never put us in the wrong way. And I think he kind of laid a map for a lot of our players throughout their careers, as well as on the football pitch and in their business and the whole lot. He laid a foundation for a lot of stuff.
I get the impression, Tom, you're back with us again, that you all loved him as a man as much as a manager.
Oh, we did, of course, Cormac. We loved his roguish mentality, and he was great to us. And you know, I was talking to my brother Mick this morning after the news was announced, and Jacob will confirm it as well. Between myself and my brother Mick and Pat, we have 19 All Ireland medals as a family. Okay, Mick O'Dwyer was instrumental in every one of them. In the same as Jack's 7 medals, he was involved with every one of them. Paddy Shea, the late Paddy Shea, Tim Kennedy, all there. He was involved with all those medals down through the years. So he had something special, and he kept us special. He kept us ticking over. Oh, yeah. And whether it was the trip to the World Trip, which we went in 1981, which was the incentive in the 4 in a row, the 5 in a row, which unfortunately came unstuck. We were going to go to Bali, but unfortunately...
And your brother Pat said the only Bali he got was Bali Bunyan.
he might have added to that, you know.
I'll tell you a good one, Cormac. We went to training one night in Tralee. We went in the car to Tralee one night training, and we came home with a hearse and a coffin in the back of it. So anything could happen when you were with Nick O'Dwyer.
Somebody's said that to us as well. For a short time, he also had an undertaker's business. And Jack O'Shea, a fellow Kerry footballer, remembers the odd occasion when Mick would pick him up to go to training. He'd arrive in the hearse he used for his undertaker business. I remember a few occasions where he had to stop on the way to pick up a body. Is that true?
That's right.
He said to me,
I have a woman up here to collect to bring home, he says.
Oh my goodness.
He was also a car salesman, because on his way down from games, let's say up in Castlebar, we'd stop for the steak in the Queen's Hotel in Innes, and he'd have bought a car off Bob Lyne up there to bring down, and myself and my brother Mick would drive the car down, and he'd have the car sold to be picked up in Killarney. Oh, so geez. He was an entrepreneur in every sense of the word.
And come here, which one of you approached him about the washing machine ad?
Oh, gee, actually, I think there was a Castlebean connection
fella married to a girl from Castlebean. He was one of the CIA. He was one of the heads in the
Don't be spilling. Don't be spilling any detail. Come here. He had no qualms about that though at all, did he? I mean, these were amateur players, of course.
He was a very, very. He wanted us to have the best. And he wanted us to have incentives, and he always put some incentive in front of us. And it was the Bendix washing machine, or it was the Adidas jerseys, Adidas boots. He loved getting things for the players. He loved to see the players being looked after.
Well, look at Marty Morrissey is a great piece on RT online, and I encourage people to read it. And his point is that he was 57 years as an intercounty of an intercounty career as a player and a manager. Nobody, that's unheard of in any elite sport anywhere in the world. So,
Cormac.
Go on briefly, yeah.
Yeah, Cormac, can I just pass on my condolences on behalf of the Spillane family to Geraldine, his wife, John, Robbie, and his son Carl, and to their families, and to the wider, I suppose, friends and GA community in Waterville and throughout Kerry and Ireland. Can I pass on my condolences?
For sure, please? And we all join along with you as well. And people can send their tributes, of course, to 51551, as I say. Ní bhaidh a leithead ar ís seo, agus ar yes sé grá anam, líoch ar lár mar a dhéar mé síl agus pobl an chumul lúch la scéil, gan Mick O'Dwyer, Tom Spillane and Jack O'Shea. Thank you both very much indeed.